It's all your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. The burden that I have in my heart this morning, this is actually part one. Bridge builder, some things the Lord had placed on my heart. There have been times, and maybe all of you have been there, where you've been traveling along and you thought you knew the route that you were going to go, and you came up to a place and you reached a sign that said bridge out. And you had to turn around and find another way. You had to, or maybe you couldn't go at all. There are some places, if you're going to get there, you have to have a bridge. And a bridge is something that spans a gap. A bridge is something that is, it spans a river, a canyon. It provides access over a place that you would not be able to go just very easily, at least, without an avenue, a structure that spans a physical obstacle. And a lot of times that's rivers, it's canyons. And we've been on some long bridges before. Some of you have been on the San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge. Think about the Brooklyn Bridge in New York, the Tower Bridge in London. Those are just a few. There's the, many of you have seen the picture of the Sydney Bridge in Australia, one of the most beautiful bridges and picturesque bridges in the world. But those bridges span gaps. They allow access where most people would not be able to get to their destination easily without those bridges. And there are times in life that we can get to places in life that we get there and it seems like the bridge is out. No way across, there's no avenue to get from where I am to the place I want to go. There are things spiritually in life, places people reach, they feel like that they've done all that they can do with their strength, with their personality, with their raising, with who they are as a person, and they get to areas in life and they feel like I've gone about as far as I can get. But they look across to the other side and they wish they could be over there spiritually. I wish that I could be further down the road, but it seems like the bridge is out. There are people in sin this morning that they're addicted to sin. They're in a place that they're in bondage and bound up to the place. It seems like that there's no possibility for them to ever escape the place that they're in life. I think about Job this morning. I'd like us to turn over to Job in the 9th chapter and read how Job felt. Now the scripture says Job was a perfect man. And it said he charged not God foolishly. But I want us to understand that Job was in a position, he was living without the grace that we know today. He was not living in the new dispensation. He was living based upon a law mentality. I believe Job was, if I'm not mistaken, was actually before the law. Now, chronologically in the scripture, it's not place where Job is placed. But Job had a relationship of faith in God. But at the same time, Job was in a condition where it seemed like everything was going wrong. Have you ever felt like everything was going wrong? And normally it wasn't. If you consider and you start thinking, it just seems like everything is bad. If you start to count your blessings, you'll recognize there's a lot that's going right. But Job was in a condition that he had lost all of his material things. He lost his home. He lost his children. He lost his wealth. He had lost his health. And in a sense, he had lost his wife. He lost the support of his wife. She was not there being a support in the time that he was in. And he was in a condition, his friends were there, quote unquote friends, and they weren't being a support either. And they were placing the responsibility of Job's loss on, you must have sinned. But Job was not bearing the brunt of circumstances because of sin. He was doing it because God trusted him enough to be faithful during difficult times. But yet, even with all of that trust that God had in Job, consider how Job felt about it. In Job in the 9th chapter, in the 32nd verse, Job said that he was speaking about God. And he said, "For he is not a man as I am, that I should answer him and we should come together in judgment. Neither is there any daysman betwixt us that might lay his hand upon us both. Let him take his rod away from me, and let not his fear terrify me. Then would I speak and not fear him, but it is not so with me." In essence, what Job was saying is, God is way up there. And I'm just a man. And I'm frail. I have needs in my life. And I wish that I could come to God and say, "God, I don't understand why I'm in this place. And I need some help from you, God. And I wish I could just have a close, direct connection with God." In other words, I wish there's a gap between me and God. And that's what Job was talking about. He was talking about the divide that was between himself and the Almighty God. And he said there's not a daysman. A daysman is a mediator. A daysman is one that would put his hand out, as he said here, that he might lay his hand betwixt us and bridge the gap. In other words, I wish there was a bridge between me and God, because I'm way down here and God's way up here. And he's holy, he's divine, he's all-knowing, he's omniscient, he's omnipresent, and I'm just frail, insignificant. I have so many needs, I have weaknesses, I had some failures, and I have problems, and I just wish there could be a bridge between God and me. And if there was a bridge, then I could come and sit down and I could share with God my heart. But it's not so. If there was a bridge, and I'm using the word bridge, he used the word daysman. Someone to mediate, someone think to bridge the gap to get me from where I am to where I want to go. Job said, if there were a daysman, if there were a bridge, then I would speak and I wouldn't be afraid like I am right now, but it is not so with me. There are destinations this morning spiritually that might seem unreachable to people. There are gaps and divides in people's lives that seem impossible to ever bridge that gap. But I am thankful this morning, and I know you all know this, but I'm thankful to share it again, that there is someone that came to be a bridge builder, to bridge that gap between where we are this morning and God Himself. And that bridge builder came when we were undeserving of anything to reconcile us back to God. We were not worthy, but yet God looked down in His love on our lost condition. And he said, "I love you enough that I'm going to send a bridge builder." For God so loved the world that he gave who? His only begotten Son. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to be a bridge builder, folks. Jesus came to bridge the gap between our humanity and the holiness of God himself. He came to span the divide. And there are times in life, again, in a physical sense, that you can be going along and there can be canyons and rivers and say, "I don't know how I can make it," but say, "Wait, there's a bridge." Do you know a bridge gives hope? A bridge is what gives access. Jesus came to be a bridge builder, and he came to give us access directly to God. He came to cause the divide to be spanned because of his love. Over in 2 Corinthians in the 5th chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we'll begin reading with verse 18. It said, "To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling," let's begin with verse 18, "all things are of God who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. When someone is reconciled, they were brought back into unity. The divide has been spanned. The breach that has been there, it has been brought back into oneness. The scripture here said, and I told you this is part one, because part two is we also are called to be bridge builders. We also are given a ministry of reconciliation. But this morning I would that we consider Jesus Christ as a bridge builder. The scripture said that all things are of God who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ spanned the gap. He reconciled us to God where Job was in a place that he didn't know how he could truly connect with God. There is a place that all of us can individually be connected with God through Jesus Christ. Jesus built a bridge. He spanned the gap. And we can look at church, we can look at religion, we can look at doctrines, and all of those things are well and good in their proper place. But there is nothing that substitutes for the personal connection that we have with God Himself. And the only way that we can be connected with God is through Jesus Christ. We are reconciled to God. We do not have to live in a place this morning that we are separated from God. We no longer have to live in a place that when even in our prayers, that were, I wish there was some way I could connect with God. I wish there was some way that the gap could be bridged. Jesus came to build a bridge, to span the divide that existed between mankind and God. I am thankful that there is a bridge this morning. And if there are places in your life that you feel like that spiritually, I'm here and God wants me over there and it just seems impossible, I want you to know that there is a bridge there this morning. There is a way that we can get from where we are spiritually, and we say, but I've had this weakness for so long, or I have this tendency, or I have these propensities in my life that I'm struggling with, and I'm not finding the victory like I ought. And if we're not careful, we'll settle down and just live with it. I guess this is the way it has to be. But we do not have to live with spiritual failure this morning. I believe all of us can testify to places that we have failed spiritually. But I will also testify this morning that in places that I have failed, I have also found that there was a bridge that allowed me access back to God, that enabled me to move from where I am and cross the span to be able to continue on in my journey with God. That's why Jesus Christ came. And that is our hope this morning. That is our hope for our unsaved loved ones. When we say, how can they ever get released from the place that they're in and get back to God? The only way they can do it is through Jesus Christ. But there is a bridge there for them. Because we've been reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. There are a lot of people that are living disconnected from God. A lot of people are living disconnected. Folks, the Lord wants us to be reconnected with Him. The Lord wants us to be reconnected. And as a physical bridge spans the gap, so Jesus did. Think about how that bridge this morning, of that bridge builder, that's what Jesus came to do. Remember, He came to span the gap. The scripture teaches us that that middle wall of partition was broken down. He was speaking about that wall of separation that existed between the Jews and the Gentiles. Do you know that Jesus came to be a bridge builder? It's a universal bridge. It was universal. He came to span the gap for all people of all nations, of all backgrounds, of all church histories. You see, it's a universal bridge. And sometimes people get in their minds that you have to fit this mold to be able to have access. Jesus came to all people. And in Christ, the scripture says there's neither Greek nor Jew, Gentile. He's broken down the barriers, and the invitation was to everybody, whosoever will, let him come. If you want to be connected with God Himself, there was a bridge builder that came to this earth, and it was the Son of God, and He came to span the gap. There are practices of people in our world today that they're so sinful. Despicable practices of people. You know what I'm talking about? Sin, people that have given themselves to lifestyles that are so contrary to purity and holiness. And there's something that is just causes us, even in the flesh, to do this. Do you realize this morning that Jesus came to be a bridge for them? We look at people that are in sin this morning, and we can shake our head and say, why are they doing that? Do you know if it weren't for the grace of God, we'd be there too this morning? Because all of us were sinners. We were all there at one time, to some degree or another. And Jesus was there, and He spanned the gap. He built a bridge that through Him, we might have access to God. This morning, I want to encourage us in our interactions with people. I've shared, I think, before, I was in the store one time, and actually it happened to me twice, and I should have learned my lesson the first time. But I saw some folks, and I made a little bit of a disparaging remark to my wife about it, because it was just despicable. And the Lord checked me. He checked me, and He said, I died for them. I died for them. Hate the sin, but love us. And if we get in our minds this, that we're alienated from people that are in sin, how can we ever reach out? Now we're starting to get into part two. But how can we ever reach out to them? I want to remind us, Jesus came to bridge the gap to all people, to reconcile them to God. And we need to honor that, folks. I'm glad the Lord didn't look down and He bridged the gap for certain people, and here I'm left out. My last name, Smith, He said, well, Smith, I'm going to leave him out. Or do you know the sin that he committed? He's too far gone. Michael's too far gone, and I'm going to span the gap for everybody else here. I am thankful that in whatever condition people are in this world, there is hope for them through Jesus Christ. They can be reconciled to God because Jesus is a bridge builder, and He can allow them to get to a place spiritually in the Lord that they can never get by themselves. This is something divine this morning. It's something the Lord will do for us. The scripture over in Acts in the 4th chapter in the 12th verse, it says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name given under heaven, none other name under heaven given whereby men must be saved. There's not salvation in any other. In other words, there is no other bridge. There is no other access to God except it be through Jesus Christ. There are a lot of religions in the world. There are a lot of things that say if you come to our church, you can have access to God. If you come through this priest, if you come through this preacher, do you know the scripture says, Jesus said, I am the door. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And we live in a time that even in our nation, our leaders of our nation are trying to span the gap between the various religions of our world. Take Catholicism and Christianity and Islam, and take all of these various religions and say we're all wanting to go to the same place. We all have one God. But do you know there's only one bridge to have access to God? And that is through Jesus Christ Himself. There's no other way to get there. And it is not for us, even as a people this morning, to think, well, if you're going to make it to heaven, you've got to come through us. Who are we this morning except a people that have had access to God because we got on the bridge? We got on that bridge where the gap was spanned through Jesus Christ. That is the message of hope that we have to give to the world. It's not through what I can do for you. It is through when you come and you see that gap, you see the divide, you see the sin that has separated you from God. Maybe you're saved, but yet you've been struggling in failure, and it seems like you've reached the end, and it says, bridge out. There's no other way I can get over this valley or get through this canyon or ford this river. There is a bridge in Jesus Christ that there is hope for us this morning. There is a place that we can continue to grow spiritually. Too many times people are settling down thinking I've grown about as much as I can and I know I'm not where I used to be, but it seems like I've just been stagnant. Through Jesus Christ, you can get over the next valley. You can get over the next river, the places in our life that seem impossible. There is a bridge builder this morning, and it's Jesus Christ, and the Lord wants us to get up and move forward. I can't do it in my own ability, but the Lord came to give us grace. He came to put His hand on the Father and put His hand on us and say, Father, help him out. And He came to connect us back with God. I'm thankful that Jesus came to reconcile us to God. I'm thankful there is a bridge builder. The door, the entrance of salvation, folks, it's not man, it's not a church, it's not philosophies of life. Jesus is the bridge. Jesus is the one, and He is the only one. So how can we go to the Father? I think about when Jesus said, He was talking to His disciples over in the 14th chapter of John, and He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may go also. And wasn't it Thomas that said, Lord, how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. How can we get to where we want to go spiritually this morning? How can those that are so entrenched in the power of sin, how can they ever get back to God? It's through Christ. The way, you know, folks, the bridge, and if you just take this home with you tonight, the bridge is not out. There's still access. There is still a way through Christ that we can get back to the Lord. It gives hope in impossible circumstances. It gives hope where there has been repeated failure. It gives hope this morning where there are people so addicted. There's a way out. So how do we get from where we are today to where we want to go? Over the bridge. There's a bridge this morning. Let's turn over to Hebrews in the 4th chapter. Hebrews chapter 4, very familiar passage. In the 14th verse it says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Do you know He was talking to people that believed in God here? He was saying, seeing that we have a great high priest. You know what a priest is? A priest, by definition, is a mediator. A priest is one that bridges the gap. Jesus Christ is the great high priest this morning, and He came to bridge the gap between where we are and God Himself. And He said here, He's passed into the heavens, it's Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. In other words, don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Don't feel like you've come as far as you can go. But He said, hold fast to what God's done for you, because we've got a bridge. We have a bridge builder in Jesus Christ. And He went on to say, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Job did not have the privilege of experiencing this kind of relationship. Job was in a place that God was way up there and he was way down here. And now, Jesus came to build a bridge. He came to experience your temptations. Have you ever thought about that? Have you thought about that very much? Does anybody here have any struggles with anything besides me? Do you recognize that Jesus understands in the flesh the very temptations and struggles and problems that we have this morning? I have prayed with a lot of people. And one of the tricks of the enemy is to make people feel like they're unique. I'm the only one struggling. This is just worse for me than it is for anybody else. Do you realize there is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man? But what does the rest of that scripture say? But God is faithful. God is faithful because He sent His Son to be a bridge builder from where we are to where God is Himself. And it said He was tempted. He's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He understands the rough places. He understands the struggles. He understands the obstacles. And so the Lord will be there. Jesus came to bridge the gap. He came to be a great high priest that I understand the obstacle, and so I'm going to make a way over it. Or I'm going to make a tunnel. Maybe He's a tunnel builder too, but I'm going to make a way through it. But I'm going to get you through it so you can move from where you are to where you need to be. And then you're going to go along your journey a little while. You know what's going to happen? You're going to get to another canyon. You're going to get to another river and think, okay, I don't know what to do now. I want you to remember Jesus is going to build a bridge for you. Through Jesus, you can make it. That's for all of us. In every trial, in every battle, in every circumstance, we can make it because Jesus came to be a bridge builder. He's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And so then He concluded this verse, this chapter here, verse 16, He said, let us therefore. In other words, knowing that Jesus came to build a bridge. He came to be a mediator. He came to bridge the gap between us and God, to reconcile us. Knowing that, He said, let us come boldly, or let's come with assurance to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Folks, none of us this morning are so spiritual that we don't need help. None of us are, well, I've been around long and I've been through the fire and I have enough experience in things now that I can make it. Do you know this morning that we all have needs today? I still need the bridge builder, Jesus Christ. And I still need the way because it's the only way that I'm going to have access to God. And so He said, don't be discouraged. If you're struggling, if there's some obstacles and you don't know how to get around them or through them or over them. Don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Don't settle down on this side of Jordan. Don't settle down here and settle for less than what God has for you. But He's saying, I want you to come boldly. Come with assurance, knowing there's a bridge builder. And come to the throne of grace that He will first give you mercy. Why didn't He just give His grace? Before grace, He gives mercy. That's what it says. Before grace, He had mercy on our humanity. He says, I know you're frame, I know you're struggling, and I'm going to have mercy on that. But now I want to give you some grace. I want to give you something that will enable you to move forward in your walk with God. I'm thankful for the bridge builder this morning. And I am also thankful that Jesus did go to prepare a place for us. You know, that was another gap that He bridged. It said Jesus conquered death. He conquered death. And He bridged a gap that where He is today, up in heaven, that we have access to heaven as well. That's our hope for eternal life this morning, folks. There's a place that is awaiting all of us. It's a place without sin. It's a place without problems. It's a place without sickness. It's a place where everything is good and wonderful and pure. I want to go. But how can I get there? There's a bridge. There is a bridge to heaven, and that bridge is Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that we have been reconciled to God, that eternal life is there for each and every one of us. So as we go through this week, when you consider your life and where you are in your relationship with God, I want you to remember there's a bridge builder. And when you get to the place you don't know what to do, there's a bridge builder. There's something that can span the gap, and it's Christ. And then when you look at those that you've been praying for and you just wonder, is there any hope left? There's still a bridge, folks, and the bridge is not out this morning. It's still operational, and it still provides access from where we are, and it spans the gap, and I'm thankful for that bridge.